Hallelujah. Hallelujah again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you. Let's pray together. God, our Father, we thank you again. And certainly, God, we ask that you would do what we ask you on over these Sundays, then we can recount. And that is, Lord, that you would open our eyes and our ears and make our hearts, Lord, to be fertile ground. Oh God, that you would then bring forth fruit in season. And Lord, let us find our season. And let us, Lord, produce our fruit. Lord, we ask that you would just forgive us of our sins. Pray, God, that you would have mercy upon us. Lord, make clear the path that we are to travel. Give us the strength we need to fight the good fight. Oh Lord, and we pray that we would remember to press. Even then the storms come, when the sun has gone away, crowds have thinned out. Lord, give us what we need to press. And Lord, let us remember that we're on our way somewhere. Folk may not understand why and when and where, but we're trying to end up in a good place. We know that therefore laid up for us is that crown that shall be given on that day. But we're on our way somewhere. It may be hard sometimes. It may seem frustrating. It may not seem to make any sense, but we're on our way somewhere. And Lord, we're going to do all we can while we can. But here's where our hope really is, that you'll see us through. You'll be the bridge over those troubled waters. You'll be the help when we need help. You will be the sword when we're in the fight. You will teach us to hold our peace while you fight each and every battle. And this we know, we are more than conquerors, because we love you and you love us. And so now, Lord, as we've gathered in our tent doors and we're waiting, we would to hear a word from you. And so God, speak to us now, that we might leave this place and speak to others. And God, I pray that you'll help me, for I am incapable of helping myself. Lord, I need your help right now, that I might do what you've called me to do. That someone would be saved and cry out, what must I do? And God, when you give us that opportunity, let us then run forevermore. For we know that there is a place prepared for those who are prepared. And so God, hear us now, we pray. And again, Lord, forgive us of our sins and have mercy. In Jesus' name. And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, put your hands together and bless the Lord. Come on and bless him. Come on, come on. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you ain't going to outpraise me. I've been through more than you. I've come further than you. I've had to fight more. But the Lord has done it again. How many know he's done it again? How many know he can do it again? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, be encouraged. What the Lord done for me, he'll do it for you. Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, be encouraged, for we are a testimony. We're breathing. We're jumping up and down. We're throwing our hands up. We're throwing our head back. We're letting the spit fly, because God has brought us from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. 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 Look at another neighbor and say, whoa. I like that right now. Amen. Grab your Bible, Matthew chapter 8. We're going to move right along. God bless you today. Matthew chapter 8. Again, we're very thankful for our choir and for the rendering of a special selection in this time. If there's any time we need something special, it's this time. And again, we're encouraging you to trust in the Lord. Be not dismayed. Don't get frustrated when you hear of these things, but trust in the Lord. Amen. The earth is the Lord's. It still belongs to him. Amen. There's always been foolishness, but God is still faithful. Amen. 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 You don't have to fear nothing. Amen. You just got to face it. Amen. God is faithful. Matthew chapter 8, if you will, please. Everybody there? If you got your smartphones, your tablets, fire up your devices. Get off Twitter. Get off FaceTime. And come on to church with me. Amen. Look over there and see what your neighbor got on their screen. What they got. Are they Facebooking? They tweeting? Amen. Make sure they got their Bible app up. Amen. Get off Pinterest, Snapchat.
Come on, Pastor.
Look at them and see if that's a Bible app. If it ain't, hold your hand up and say, Rep, look over here. Amen. Matthew chapter 8. Everybody there? I have a New Living Translation Bible, and I want to read from the New Living Translation. Is that all right?
Amen.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. Here it is. Large crowds follow Jesus.
Yes.
You may be seated.
Come on, man.
Amen. Large crowds followed Jesus. Ushers, thank you. Our young ushers, the Walker clan, and Mrs. McKenzie, and Mary, and those who have stood the post today, God bless you. Thank you. Church needs good ushers. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so we're very thankful for our ushers today. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 simply says, large crowds followed Jesus. Do me a favor, while you're still in a good mood and your temperament is balanced, smile. Okay, I lost some of y'all already. Let's try this again. Forget about your bills.
Yeah.
Forget about your troubles.
Yeah.
Okay, that made it worse for some of y'all, didn't it? You said, Reverend, I had got out of my mind, but you brought that back up now. Well, think about, let's just pretend you just won the lottery.
Yeah.
And if you won, those of you who said, woo, come on up and make another offering. You won, come on, if you're happy and you know it, let it show. But smile, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, pastor's going to preach.
Why
you want to follow Jesus.
You want to follow Jesus.
Amen. Why you want to follow Jesus. Now, let me tell you how that is phrased, because some of y'all said it wrong. It's not saying like why you want to follow Jesus. It's why you want to follow Jesus.
Yes, sir.
It's a declaration. It's something to encourage you, something to say to you. This is why you want to follow Jesus. Now, listen to what the text said. The text says, and it's just one little short piece of the text, but I'm going to actually work in the whole chapter. But I know, church folk, if I read the whole chapter, y'all think I'm going to preach long. So if I read a little bit, y'all think, don't work like that either. Amen. But notice what it says. It says, large crowds followed Jesus.
Yeah.
The question is, why you want to follow Jesus? Question is not a question to say that you shouldn't. It's really a statement of affirmation.
Amen.
What we're really saying is this is why you want to follow Jesus. And the why of it is explained throughout the furtherance of the reading. And so, Sandra, for good comprehensive skill things, I'm going to shorten it up and explain it to you.
Amen.
Most of us have heard this expression at one time or another, especially in the African-American family, mama or grandmama, auntie Nim, or somebody will say this to you, that you better be careful about the company that you keep.
Come on, Pastor.
And in some silly moment in our lives, somebody probably said, well, if your friend went down and jumped off a bridge, are you going to jump too?
Well,
they didn't know you had your swimming trunks on under your pants. Because you was going to jump, wasn't you? You figured if they can do it, yeah. But here's the reality. Most of us don't keep good company. See how quiet y'all got right there? Now, some of y'all, refined church folk, has been in church more than 3 Sundays in a row, join a choir or something like that, you kind of change some of the people that you hang out with. But a stark reality exists within the body of the believers that most of us, by the time we get to that last step and turn right, we ain't going to see each other for the rest of the week. We really don't hang out with each other. And in reality, even further, some of us who live in the same house don't hang out with each other. We see each other in passing. There was a time when we came to the dinner table and we all ate at the same time. There's only one TV in the house, and we all watch Lassie.
Come on now.
Adam 12 at the same time. I was sitting around the other day, Dr. Corbett, and the Monsters came on.
Yes, sir.
I hadn't seen Herman Munster in a coon's age. But I sit there and just laughed at how easy we were to entertain Herman and Lily and Grandpa. And I thought to myself, what a silly people we must have been to watch this every day at 1313 Mockingbird Lane. I looked at Green Acres, Petticoat Junction. But we don't do that anymore because all of us in every house, everybody's got their own TV now.
Well,
yeah. Everybody got their own smartphone and their device. And so we're really not hanging out together. Let's just be honest. Again, when most of us leave here today, we won't see each other again until next Sunday. Maybe Thursday, we might come to Bible study. Maybe Wednesday, we'll come by noonday. But we're not really hanging out like that. Amen. And some of us justify it by saying, well, you know, I live over here and they live over there and we're just not opportunistic like that. But the text says something different here. It says that these people forgot about their own lives and start following Jesus. Not a small group, not a smattering. You know, again, as I look out here on Sunday morning, sometimes we got a full house and sometimes we got three quarters of a house. And then other times we just like Luther Vandross, a chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there.
Well,
a room is still a, y'all know. Can't help myself. Y'all come on back to church. But the reality is, Dr. Corbett, that there's a good reason to follow Jesus. There's really a good reason to hang out with him. There's a reason to stay in faithful fellowship with Jesus. Most of us in this room right now would declare, amen. We would declare that we're holding up the bloodstained banner, that we're marching as to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. But I don't see you. Jesus, when he looks around, is never really amazed at them that ain't there. But he always has something good to say to them that is there.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so it is. I want to give you some reasons why you want to follow Jesus. And to understand that there is no other way. That you're going to, if you really want to go to heaven. Now again, that's something you're going to have to decide. And I pray you've already decided that. But if you really want to go to heaven, I will tell you now, beloved of God, that you've got to follow Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. And everybody who talk about heaven really ain't going. Amen. Some of us, when we get to heaven and look around and don't see some people, we're going to tell ourselves, man, I did the right thing to stop following him. Don't look at nobody right now. Because some of y'all are going to change pews in about 2 minutes. I really believe that one of the damaging dynamics of the church is we follow the wrong people.
Yes, sir.
We fall in love with people for a lot of reasons. And so when they quit, we quit. When they don't come, we won't come. When they don't give, we don't give. But I want to shake you a little bit today and tell you why you really want to follow Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Part of what we're going to talk about, Dr. Corbett, and you're welcome to come if you like, in our vision understanding is when we came to the statement that says we must reevaluate whether we are truly followers of Christ or not. The whole of the gospel is not about which church got the prettiest window. On the thickest carpet, on the largest crowds, it is which church, which people are following Jesus. Seeing before y'all say something right there. I'm telling you now that I can't save you.
It might sound like pastoral suicide, but I can't save you. I don't have a heaven. I don't have a heaven. I'd like to send some of y'all to hell, but I don't have a heaven. But I'm telling you now that if you think falling in love and following Leroy is going to get you into heaven, you might ought to pump your brakes. Respect who I am and what I do, that's fine. But don't follow me in lieu of following Christ. Because there may come a moment when you have to question whether or not I'm following Christ. I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with every now and then you checking me on some things and saying, I don't know, Rev, that don't seem Christ-like. You entitled to do that. But I guarantee if you keep your eyes on him, if you keep your hand in the winding chain, if you stay on the narrow path, you will never have to check Jesus about following Jesus. All right, 8 more of y'all woke up. We're getting there. Why would you follow? Why should you follow Jesus? Melvin, I'm glad you asked. If you read through the text, when you get a chance, read through the rest of the text. There are three good reasons, and I'm done. I'm going to leave. Three good reasons. First of all, here's why. This is a good one right here. Deacon Davis, this is a good one right here. One reason you want to follow Jesus is because you don't want to miss out. Here it is, Sister Eva. You don't want to miss out on the meet and greet. Some of y'all ain't never been nowhere. You know, when you go somewhere, they always had a little meet and greet, the reception. And following Jesus, you don't want to miss out on the meet and greet. Tell your name, you don't want to miss out on that. It's right in the text. There are three people. Watch this. I'm going to see y'all going to get it. Y'all thinking, wait a minute. It's right in the text. There are three people that Jesus meets and greets that identifies why it's important to be where Jesus is. Amen. There's a little song that says, want to be where you are. So, y'all, okay. Y'all should buy radio. Maybe y'all should invest in iHeart. Y'all got smartphones. iHeart Radio is free. Get that, amen. Y'all never heard the want to be where you are song? All y'all didn't hear want to be where you are. Where was you at when I just mentioned? Y'all left me out there that time. Catch up. Nothing they say catch up.
Catch up.
Amen. We're going to do top 20. Here it is. First one, right, watching that. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. Here it is. Suddenly a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him.
Well.
Can I tell you something? Some of y'all that got stuff going on in your life, you wondering why you can't change what's going on in your life? Because you got to be where he is. Y'all missed it. This guy's got leprosy. He can't approach nobody else. Y'all ain't seen it. He's not allowed to hang around nobody else. He's not allowed in anybody else's company. By even Christian protocol, church rules, he's not allowed to even come to Jesus. But the Bible says this man came out of nowhere and approached Jesus, knelt before him, and said, Lord, if you're willing, notice he doesn't say if you're able, because he know God is able. How many know God is able? Amen. All the rest of y'all woke up that time. Here it is, Dr. Corbett. The man said, if you're willing, you can heal me and make me clean. Yeah. Can I tell y'all something? Next time you talk to Jesus, talk to him in the positive. Yeah, next time, y'all missed the shout right there. He said, Lord, if you're willing, I know you can do this. Lord, this is going to be easier for you. How many know that your case is not that complicated? Look at your name and say, neighbor, I don't care what you're going through. Your case is not that complicated. Grandma knew it. What did grandma know, Dr. Corp? Grandma knew that just a little talk with Jesus would make everything all right. Anybody feel like being all right? Anybody feel like being better? Then have a little talk. He said, Lord, if you're with me. Watch this. He said, you can heal me and make me clean. Let me tell you something right along through here. I'm hurrying, Sandra. Some of y'all have been healed, but y'all ain't clean. They go together. God has healed y'all, but y'all ain't clean. Well, y'all don't want to talk to me now. A whole lot of us didn't put on clean clothes, but they had no bath.
Well,
come on, talk to me. A whole lot of us have been to the water, but we didn't get, y'all ain't talking to me. He said, not only do I need you to heal me, I need you to make me clean. Come here, David. David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit.
Yes, sir.
Not only, Lord, do I want you to make me whole, I want you to make me holy. Look how quiet y'all got right there. See, because we don't mind coming to church. We just don't want to be a church. Look, everybody's mad at me now. There he go. I thought he was going to leave us alone. No. He said, Lord, heal me. Can't walk around here singing, I feel better, so much better. But you ain't clean. Your mouth ain't talking right. Your eyes keep going in the wrong place. Your feet, y'all ain't talking to me. Clean is necessary. Here's what grandma said, cleanliness is next to y'all talking back to me. He said, Lord, so what does he do? First thing, understand this. When you get in the position, when you get in the proximity, when you get into the presence of Jesus, protocol is always proper. Yeah. He knelt down. See, some of y'all want to bum rush the Lord. Y'all just want to walk up to the Lord like, what up, Jesus? No. Protocol is always proper.
Amen.
It's one of the things we want to do. We want to take all of the holiness out of our time with Jesus. You know, when you come in, you ought to kneel down before him.
Yeah.
There's an old song we sang in the AME church called Come Ye Disconsolate, and it said fervently kneel.
Yeah.
See, we want to come to church and we act like we the Isley brothers. It's our thing. We just do what we want to do. Now, some of us need to get on our face before the Lord. Try to quiet everybody that's right there. Somebody need to come in and kneel down and show him the proper respect.
Yeah.
Jesus ain't your homeboy. Jesus ain't no big kahuna. He's not the big guy upstairs. Jesus is Lord. And when you're in the presence of the Lord, if they can pray hail to the chief for that man up the road, you ought to get down on your face before the Lord.
Yeah.
He knelt down. Everybody else around him probably looking at him, laughing at him. Let me tell you something. Don't worry about who laughs at you when you know someday you're going to leave them behind.
All right now.
He knelt down. Meet and greet. Came down and talked. Second person. Hurry on. Second person. Bible says Jesus on his way to Capernaum. And a Roman officer does the meet and greet. Bible says he came and pleaded with him. See, some of y'all Got again, Brother Tyler, here's another song.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all ain't too proud to beg. Sandra, they catching up with me now. He came, watch this now. He didn't miss the meet and greet.
Well,
when Jesus is in your hood, you ought to go out to meet him.
Yeah.
When you hear him passing by, you ought to cry out to him. When you know he's in proximity, you ought to let your burdens push you to go talk to him. That's why grandma said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Some of y'all done gone to your auntie. You done gone down there to the root lady. You done gone and talked to everybody else but the Lord. He came to him. Listen to what he did. Here's what grandma said. Grandma said he got off his high horse. Came to Jesus and wasn't embarrassed by who saw him.
Amen.
Some of y'all been in church, coming into church, coming to the altar, but you won't never plead with him.
Well.
You're too proud. You don't want nobody to know you in a situation. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to ever worry about what church folk don't know, because what we don't know, we make up. Because we don't see you and your husband together, we think something wrong with your marriage. We don't see your children, we know they're hard-headed. So don't you ever worry about what we don't know. We just make it up. The best thing you can do is go ahead and let it be known for the truth that it is. He came and said, Lord, my servant is in trouble. This is really wonderful because it proved that he has a heart. Praise the Lord. He said, my young servant is paralyzed and in pain. See, people around Jesus, meet and greet. And he's talking about what he needs. So again, some of y'all miss out on what you need because you worry about who's going to overhear it. Don't worry about them folk. Look at me and say, I ain't thinking about you. I got some stuff I need the Lord to do. Amen. Y'all excuse me. Y'all talking about me anyway. I'm just going to go let the Lord do this. Amen. He said, Lord, I need you. So look at the name of the neighbor. You got to put your pride aside. He came and offered to the Lord a plea. And it wasn't selfish. Two quick sub points here and I'll move on. Some of us got to learn how to stop being selfish.
Well,
every time you talk to the Lord, it can't just be me, myself, and I. Don't you know nobody else that need nothing? Look at them and say, pray for me.
Pray for
me. Next time you get some time with the Lord, mention me. Lift me up. Amen. You driving better than me and living better than me. You healthier than me. Lift me up. Second thing is, you got to learn how to be sincere. He really wanted God to do this. He said, Lord, my young servant is paralyzed and in terrible pain. And watch what he says. He says, Lord, I know you think, no, his confidence speaks in what is not spoken. And no, I know, because as soon as he finished saying it, look what Jesus said. Jesus said, I'll do it. I'll do it. He said, I will come and heal your servant. And some of us in this room, even right now, got some folk laying home, some folk down the road that's in pain, in a struggle, in a conflict. You need to talk to the Lord. You don't need to worry about whether choir sing what you want to hear. You need to talk to the Lord. You don't need to worry about who looking at you. You need to talk to the Lord. Your sons and daughters, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your boo, your honey, your sweet thing, your lover is in trouble, and you are in the presence of God. You are at the meet and greet. You ought to tell God about your troubles. And let me give you this one. It shouldn't always be our faintest cry. Sometimes we ought to talk loud. You talk loud about everything else.
Well,
I was watching the Cowboys last night. I know it's preseason, but I was in mid-season form. That young rookie came off the bench and threw an interception there, and I about flipped the TV over. I had to tell myself it's preseason. Amen. Then to come out there and let them rascals score. I said, it's preseason. These games don't count. Knocked over my Hennessy. I mean, knocked over my soda. I said, that's not preseason. No, I said, see how y'all caught up right there? Now everybody woke again. But my point is, if I can yell and scream in the presence of nothingness, when I talk to the Lord, I ought to yell and scream. I ought to cry out. I ought to worship. I ought to lift up a praise. I ought to be able to show how much of his attention I truly need. Come by here, Lord. And let me tell you something. It don't mean nothing to you. It don't mean nothing to him either. Third person at meet and greet. Bible said that Jesus goes by Peter's house. And there's his mother-in-law. Now, every man in here probably start feeling some kind of way when we say mother-in-law. Unless you got a good mother-in-law. But Bible says she is at the meet and greet. Watch this now. Because his presence is always the proper prescription. Jesus will come to you. Nudge your neighbor and say, he makes house calls. Problem is, Jesus understands that not everybody is receptive to his appearing. Hence, Deacon McKenzie, the Bible says, he said, I'll stand at the door and knock. How many know that Jesus will never be charged with breaking and entering?
Well,
Thought I'd get y'all to catch up on that one. He said, I stand at the door. Now, here's what's wrong. Some of y'all pride. Some of y'all are so stubborn and so sophomoric, you will leave him knocking and complain that he didn't come in. He said, I'll knock. But if you let me in, I'll come hang out with you. Jesus goes up to Peter's mother-in-law house. She's now at the meet and greet. And notice this. It is not because anybody said she was sick. But he knew. Oh, God, I wish y'all would have shouted right there. Some of y'all don't realize it, but the Lord knows what's going on. No grapevine, no rumor, no idle chit-chat. But the Lord knows. And know this, that what he knows about, he's going to do something about it. Look at him and say, he's about it. Yeah, that's young language right there. Grandma said, what'd you just say to me? Grandma, we'll talk about it in the car. But the Lord is about it. He comes to her and watch this now. He heals her. And she serves him. Y'all missed it. When the Lord has turned it around for you. You don't need to wait on no invitation. You don't need to wait for nobody to tell you. When he heals you, you ought to serve him. Oh, I wish I had something right there. Meet and greet is important. Second reason why you want to follow Jesus. Want to know why? Because there's always a mingling of the greats. It's right there in the text. Come down. He says, and I'll tell you this, that many Gentiles will come from all over the world. From the east and the west, and sit down with the likes of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Tell your neighbor, you want to mingle with the greats.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You want to be in good company.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Now, that's down the road, but when you come and follow Jesus and you end up where he is, you will always be in company of great folk.
Yes, sir.
In fact, even in this room right now, there are heroes and heroines. There are those who have strong and stirring testimonies because the Lord has put us here as lights and salt. And you ought to be glad to be in the service one more time. You ought to be glad to sit on my row. You ought to be glad to listen to my testimony because the Lord has done something. And if you sit down and let me talk about it, you can't tell it. Let me tell it because I am a testimony. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the rescued and the revived. And if you come and follow Jesus, you will always be in the company of great folk.
Look down the road and tell them y'all don't know where you're at right now.
But you're in tall cotton right now. Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And they say, you've been talking since I got here. I'm just following the scriptural guidance. I am the redeemed. I got to tell it. I got to talk about it. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. I've been through too much. I've been down and got up. I was out and came in. I was hungry and got fed. I was thirsty and got water. You can't make me whole this. Grandma said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I couldn't keep it to myself. Look at another name and say, I got to start talking now. Because every time I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, I got to jump up and down. I got to throw my head back. I got to let my wig fly because the Lord has been good to me. He woke me up this mountain. Woo! I said I wasn't going to say nothing, but something on the inside, something starts stirring. It felt like fire. Look at names and neighbor, go on, burn it down. Fire on the inside, fire on the outside, fire. You mingle with the greats. That's why Peter, James, and John said it was good for us to be here. Said, Lord, we ain't know it was like this up here. How many know that how we worship down here got something to say about how we're going to worship up there. Gotta get ready. Want to follow him because you mingle with him. Now I gotta go, Dr. Corbett, because you got a long ride back down the road. Third reason why you want to follow Jesus. This is a good one right here, Dr. Dixon. You probably want to write this down. Third reason why you want to follow Jesus. Stacy, get ready.
Got it.
Do the thing. We're gonna get out here. Third reason, Melvin, you gonna help this time? You got something over there? Look, Johnny Cash, B.B. King, something like that. Third reason, Sandra, write this down. Sir. Third reason, right, first of all, you don't want to miss the meet and greet. See, you miss the meet and greet, you don't know who in the room, you be lost. Second thing is, you definitely want to mingle among greats. You want to be rubbing elbows and stuff like that. But the third reason is, this is good right here, Dink Davis, this is a good shout piece right here. Third reason why you want to follow Jesus is, there is always a manifestation of his glory.
Yes.
Oh, okay, some of y'all don't know what that means. Well, what that means is the Lord will make it happen. He will, watch this, I'll show it to you. Can I show it to you? Go back to the first guy that met Jesus, the man with leprosy. He got healed. Watch this. Instant. In the words of Jed Clampett, who was promoted to chairman of deacons just this week, instantly.
Yes,
that's manifestation right there.
Yes,
second guy, got me great.
Yes, sir.
Mingling with the greats. Bible said that Jesus told him, I'll come heal him, but by the time he got home, it was already done.
Yes.
Boom. Nudge your name and say, the Lord will do a boom. Manifestation. God, all you got to do is say. And it's done. How many know that the reason you got out of that little jail is because he said it? The reason you got the job you wasn't qualified for is because he said it. The reason the judge suspended your sentence is because he said it. The reason why your children are still yet alive, the reason why your marriage is just holding on, the reason why you still got breath in your body, the devil been trying to kill you and destroy your family, that's his job, but the reason you are yet still alive is because he said it. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. Third manifestation is, Bible said he shows up and touch Peter's mom-in-law. Booyah! Jesus walked in and touched her. She'd been taking medicine. She'd been down to the doctor. But when Jesus shows up, Bible said that when faith shows up, the fever left. Some of y'all got a fever. But I got good news. Faith just showed up. The Lord is nigh. And when Jesus comes in, anything not like him got to go out. Look at the name and say, loose me and let me go. God is the manifestation of his glory, and God's trying to get some glory out of some of y'all life, and some of y'all don't realize you thought that what was happening was to destroy you, but what's been happening is to deliver you. You have been through the storm, you have been through the rain, you have been in the valley, you've been on the sick bed, but I got some good news. It's time to rise, shine, and give God the glory. The name and said, ain't nobody like him. Can't nobody do what he does. What nobody but Jesus. What nobody but Jesus. What nobody but Jesus. Glory. Glory. He always does something.
Yeah.
Every time the Lord shows up, he does something. Question is, time y'all to go. Here's the question. What can he do for you? He's here. If you just keep following him, he's gonna manifest some things. Gonna make it happen. Here it is. I've said that these three that were part of meet and greet now mingle with greats, because we're talking about it. You do know when you leave, you gotta leave some folks some stuff to talk about. So yeah, when you dead and gone, they sit around the family reunion, they'll say, "You remember Lewis?" Somebody say, "Yeah, old Lewis, he's crazy." But somebody ought to say, "But he loved the Lord." Somebody sitting around and say, "You remember old Pat Price?" "Yeah, well, she's hard on church folks, but she loved the Lord." "You remember old Jennifer? You'd be quiet. Lord, when the Lord got in there, she started singing and praising." Leave some folk to talk about. Leave some folks some testimony.
Yes, sir.
But these we are now talking about are the great ones. Some of you in this room now, you will become the great ones. You just got to hold on just a little while longer. You got to stay right there at the foot of the cross. You got to press a little further. I know you're feeling some kind of way sometimes, but your greatness takes time. You don't just get to be a one-hit wonder. Look at names. You don't be no one-hit wonder. You don't make one little hit record and then nobody know you no more. You miss trying to be on that show talking about "Where Are They Now?" Amen. Look at them and say, "No, I ain't doing Where Are They Now?" Because you know they always find them in weird places. You know, poor MC Hammer had all that money talking about, "Can't touch this." Then he went to court talking about, "Can't pay this." "Father, I'm sorry. I did not know that was one of yours." And then I got to go. Here it is. This is where the real shout is, Sandra. Because you understand that the manifestation of glory is inherent to who he is. So here's the grand reason why you want to follow Jesus. One is because he always comes with a confirmation. He always comes with a confirmation. He comes to confirm that I am. He said, "Before you didn't have me, but look at me now." He comes, and the Bible says he was just coming in the crowd followed. He was just coming, and the man jumped up. He was just coming, and the Roman officer showed up. Because whenever he comes, there is a confirmation. Surely the Lord is in this place. Second thing to understand, Allison, is that when he comes, he always proved that he cares. They tried to get Bartimaeus to get out of the way. They tried to get folk to leave him alone. And he said, "No, this is why I'm here." How many know that you can present your case? Because he's a case worker. Some folk done got sick of you. They tired of you whining and crying and begging. But Jesus says, "Come here, baby. Here it is. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Come unto me, because I came. Because you needed me." Grandma said he may not come when you want him, but he's always. How many know he's always? Not just sometime. Always. Neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor dread of night shall be able to stop him from his appointed rise. Anybody know that you on the list? Jesus is on the main line. He cares. And then the last thing is, and this is a good one right here, Sister Ava. He comes with a confirmation. He cares because he's compassionate. But the last thing is, he can because he is. That's really why I get excited, because he can because he is. Nothing is impossible. That's why I follow him. I marvel at what he does. I see him. And I say to myself, "Man, when my turn comes." How many know that when your turn comes? You can say to him, "Lord, I've seen you do stuff like this before. I've seen you open blinded eyes. I've seen you lift up lame folk. I've seen you unstop deaf ears. I heard you call Lazarus by his name. And I need you to know, if he can raise the dead, your case ain't nothing. Because you ain't dead yet. Now, if you in here right now and you dead, that's a miracle right there on by itself. We won't talk about that right now. But if you dead, you hadn't let us know yet, God bless you. This is what your funeral going to look like. But he came. And what we need to understand is, watch this now. This is where it is. It's in verse 16. I got to go. Verse 16. It said that evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. Why? Because he came. Because they know he cares. And they know he came. And it said, and he cast out evil spirits, watch this, with a simple command. No $50 line. No $100 line. Nope. No mourner's bench. No tarrying. But with a simple command. Watch this. And heal all the sick. And here it is. Thus fulfilling the law of prophecy. Where it is written, he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. That's why you want to follow Jesus. Because he came, he can, and he cares. And you're going to need it. You're going to need it. The root lady can't do it. Dionne Warwick and her friends can't do it. Madam Cleo can't do it. A whole lot of these false prophets running around here setting up tents and putting on conventions. Got folk coming in pre-briefed, putting on a show. Folk throwing down their crutches and jumping and leaping, and folk talking about their cancer is gone. And when you see them later on, they ain't never had no problem. That's not how he works. You don't need to go nothing like that. You just need to follow Jesus. Bible says, and he came so he can take it away. And all of you in this room today, you ought to follow Jesus. That's what I'd do. I wouldn't join a church that don't follow Jesus. I wouldn't sit under a pastor that don't follow Jesus. I wouldn't hang around deacons and trustees and get in a choir and be an usher in a place where they don't follow Jesus. Now let me help some of y'all who already think about writing your letter of resignation and changing discipleship. Don't be looking at people when you follow Jesus. They'll distract you. Just keep your eyes on the Lord. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. He cares. He can. There's nothing impossible. Some of you are dealing with some things even today. You're in the midst of a storm. You're wondering, how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to pay these people? What that x-ray going to say come Tuesday when I go back? What's this pain I keep feeling? Why my blood pressure up? Follow Jesus. He's coming. He's coming. He knows all about your struggles. He cares. And he can. Nothing is impossible. I wish I'd have got some. I know that's rights. Right along through there. Some of y'all, the Lord done some big stuff. There you go. Yeah, the Lord done some big stuff. And you need to understand that these things happen in the fellowship of following Jesus.
Oftentimes, Dr. Cope, we hear Jesus saying things like, bring him here. What meaneth all of this hubbub here? I got this. How many know Jesus can say, I got this? So it is, when the Lord comes, you don't want to miss the meet and greet. You want to be there. So when Jesus asks the question, who do men say that I am? You say, well, I met him. I met him. Anybody met him? Now, here's what's interesting. Some of y'all apparently missed the meet and greet. Because y'all didn't say you know him. And then how many like mingling with great folk? Here's what the Bible says. I skipped over it while I was preaching because I got a little excited. But the Bible said there's a great cloud of witnesses. Yeah. That's where you all come in. You're that great cloud of witnesses. When your friends out there partying in the backyard going, ooh, ooh, and all that kind of stuff, when it settled down, they look at you and say, oh, I thought you was a church boy. You say, I am. But the Lord ain't say I couldn't come to this party and witness to y'all. Y'all go ahead and go around the table one more time, but when you come back, I'm going to remind you that that's his food y'all eat. That's his Kool-Aid y'all drinking. That's his ice in the cooler. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Y'all go and party like it's 1999, but Jesus is still Lord. They say stuff, you like, oh, I ain't no church folk, go to party. You say, oh yes. We're here to take names so we can tell on folk Sunday morning. This is how I get my prayer list full. Some of y'all would never party the same, will you? And then understand this, that the reason why you ought to follow him is because there's going to be a grand reception. You done mingled with greats and seen the manifestation of his glory, but there will be a grand reception. Bible says when we all gather, Revelation letter puts it this way, standing on the outskirts of town looking across yonder field, the great inquisitor says to the man of God, who are these people? That's what I said, Lord, every Sunday, Lord, who is these? And I hear the Lord say, these are they. Nudge your neighbor and say, I want to be in the number. That's one day when they ain't got to call my name. I just want to be in they. These are they. Watch what they've done. Wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb and have come forth. Woo. Some of us going to be stepping right high. Ain't going to be no stiletto day that day. Don't wear no stilettos. Put on your flats because we're going to be stepping high. We're going to be picking them up and putting them down. Making a great cloud of dust. That's why you don't want to be at the back either. I'm going to be real dusty back. You better try to get up front. It's dusty in the back. You know that, don't you? Okay, some of y'all ain't got no gospel sense of humor whatsoever. But these are they. Why? They trusted him. They followed him. They followed him. And I will tell you here and now, you want to follow Jesus. Don't want to miss the meet and greet. Mingle. Manifestation. But you want to make it to the grand reception. Y'all remember Cinderella? I got to go. Watch this. I'm closing the book. Good sign. Remember Cinderella? Okay. Any of y'all got televisions? Remember Cinderella, right? Cinderella is sitting around the house all broken up. Sad. You didn't love me. And in the silliest little way, the mouses, the mices, the rats say, what's the matter, Cinderella? They don't love me. They said, oh, poor Cinderella. Y'all remember that? Y'all ain't seen the movie? Poor Cinderella. And the little mouses say, you know what? We can do something about this. And little fat mouse, Gus Gus, can't talk a little bit. We can help Cinderella.
spouses, mices. Well, how do you say it, Sandra, when it's more than one? Meese, mice? Mice. You educated Negroes make me struggle all that time. They start sewing and singing. Ooh, y'all missed it. Dr. Corbett, they missed it. Y'all need to do, instead of pouting and complaining, y'all need to do more sewing, S-O-W-I-N-G, and more singing. They start singing, we can do it, we can do it, we can help our Cinderella. Watch this. And they weren't selfish, they wanted to serve. I'm preaching better than y'all get it. Some of y'all don't realize that the gifts, the talents, the abilities that God has given you are not for you to be selfish, but to serve somebody else. Look at your name and say, you're going to be my Cinderella. Oh, God. Oh. Y'all missed it. Y'all, listen. I try to keep it simple and silly so y'all can get it. They went from being spectators to her misery to participating in her miracle. I know y'all think, is that a cartoon? Ain't your life a cartoon? Don't you feel some cartoonish sometimes? Don't you think yourself, this can't be happening to me? We can do it. We can do it. We can help our Cinderella. There's really nothing to it. All we got to do is do it. And is there a Gus Gus in the house? Thank you. There's somebody who's saying to yourself, you know what, Rev? This following Jesus thing gives me some inspiration. I really believe that I'm going to get the grand reception. And how many know that if you're going to the reception, you got to look regal? That's why the Bible said they have washed their robes. We're coming in clean. We're strutting. How many know when you dress up, you walk different? You feel different. You hold your head up. You speak proper language. You bow and curtsy. You get announced at the door. These are they. Because we've been following Jesus. How do you know? Because we're bearing our bodies. Marks of Christ. I got to let y'all go. Y'all look hungry. Let's stand on our feet together. Time y'all to go because I'm leaving. You're welcome to stay if you want to. But I'm leaving. Listen to me. Hear me well. You don't want to miss the meet and greet. Meet and greet is important. My military friends, remember, we would have what we call a hail and farewell. When people come and go, we would try to do it at a middle ground between so many folk coming in and then them get relieved. So we try to celebrate both. We are celebrating those who are coming and we're celebrating those who are leaving. But there's a mingle moment. You know, when we had the dining in and the dining out, it's very different. But you go down the reception line. You've seen it in protocol at the White House and well, it was really nice to see when we had somebody in the White House worth seeing. But right now we just kind of don't just look away. Nothing to see here. But you will see the grand line and there's a guy who stands just off where you can't see him and he's got cards with names on them. And everyone is announced. So at least we walk up to people and have an indication of who they are. But they're not only announced by their name, they're announced by their title. Lewis Davis, the Grand Duke of Astor. Starling McKenzie, the Grand Duke of Waldorf. His Royal Highness Leroy Mitchell, King of Everything. And people, and then when you move around, they know who you are. So you don't want to miss the meet and greet. And then when you're in there, you want to mingle. You know, you don't want to do like Marvin Gaye. I used to go out and party and just stand around because I was too nervous to. He said, but I got out on the floor and my body yearned to be free. Y'all like y'all don't remember Marvin Gaye. That's how you got to get out. You just stand around a wallflower and then go home to my, that was a boring party. You didn't mingle. How many of y'all have been to a party and didn't mingle? See y'all all, okay, one. Rest of y'all was out there, wasn't you? Y'all out there, come on, y'all better get on down. Out there making up y'all own dances and stuff. Come on, what's that? This to me. Well, let's see if I can do to you. Mingle, you gotta mingle. Amen. Some of them having backflashes. They getting ready to go the roof. No, don't do it. Then, but watch this. Then there's always this moment when it happens. It happens. You're like, man, that was the party. Man, that was the bomb. You can't say bomb now, or they'll come to your house. Think you've been radicalized. Don't say bomb. Not on your phone. There's certain words you can't say on your phone. NSA listening to all that stuff. Don't be talking about blowing. You see that congresswoman in trouble now because she put on Facebook about assassinating the president. They was at her house in 20 minutes. Black girl. See, two things don't go together. Black and assassinate. You will have a visit quickly from the men with them sunglasses on. You Jasmine Brody. How y'all know my name? You're going to have to come with us. Not will you. You're going to have to. Okay, I'm going. But then understand this. You go. Here it is. You want to be there at the grand reception. Here's what Peter says. He has prepared for us a rich welcome. A reception in our honor. You know, heaven's going to be one big party atmosphere. People going to be coming every day. And a day is like 1,000. So y'all better get your party stuff ready. Amen. I know where I'm going to be hanging out in heaven. I ain't going to tell y'all. Because I want y'all over there with me. I'm going to put up with y'all down here. But when I get to heaven, I'm going to be bougie. You mean, pastor. Is she gone? Here's my invitation. Give your life to Christ. This is all wonderful. I try to get y'all to be relaxed, but please give your life to Christ. You will not follow him in whom you have no relationship. You won't trust him. I follow Jesus because I really love him. I trust him. Hadn't always been a good, faithful follower. I every now and then Jesus looked around and said, wait a minute, where is that boy? I fell off the wagon and went swimming in the creek and all that kind of stuff. Grandma used to tell us all the time, don't make me look for you. Well, I thank God Jesus at least sent somebody to find me. Peter, go get Leroy again. How many of y'all know the Lord had sent somebody to get y'all too? Amen. See, two or three of y'all trying to act like, nah, I've always been right there, Reverend. No, you haven't. Because I didn't see you. The Lord has sent somebody to get you. And so give your life to Christ. Don't worry about joining this church. That's not the primary thing. Church ain't going to get you into heaven. Only a relationship with Christ. Give your life to Christ. Then when you give your life to Christ, we can work with you on discipleship development and becoming what you ought to be. It's in you to be a disciple. You know why I know that? Because the Bible said you were created in the image and likeness of God. And everything that was made by God to give God the glory. Your life is glorious. Amen. I'm glad y'all got that. So if you're here today and you've not given your life to Christ, come on. Come on. We got to go. Right at church time. Good Christian folk are usually leaving about 1 o'clock. The restaurants are now ready for you. They done put out the new stock. Amen. If you're here today. Second thing is to say this to you is important. If you've given your life to Christ, but you've struggled. Fallen off. Yeah, nobody's blaming you. Trust me. Watch this. Anybody that's ever fallen off, raise your hand. Anybody that's fallen off more than once, twice, and lost count, raise 2 hands. See? So you ain't in no strange company. And watch this. Here's one more. Anybody that's willing to admit that it's still a bit of a struggle, but you're not going to quit. There we go.
Amen.
Give somebody a high five and tell them, I ain't quitting.
Amen.
And give somebody a high five and tell them, you can't fire me neither. You try to fire me, I'm going to come back and burn it down. You better not vote me out. You ain't going to have no church. I know the security code. But how they got in? The alarm didn't go off. Wait a minute. What was the last code punched in there? No, I'm going to use one of y'all code. But I'm trusting God. We fall off. We fall off, but we come back. We fall down, but we get up. And then the third thing is, if you really want to come back, you can come. Third thing is this. If you need a church home, and you do, you do. Why not choose us? Let's do it together. Greater Brookville doors are open. It's a friendly place, isn't it? What a wonderful atmosphere. How many of you, really, seriously, how many of you can truly say that we've made discipleship miserable or uncomfortable? Nobody. We have fun here. We didn't like some. Yeah, I know y'all getting y'all car said, you know, pastor needs to get back on his medicine. He shouldn't have cut his hair because something wrong with him. But then y'all say, well, we love him. But we love him. We love him. Yeah. And that's part of what my gift is, to let you know that this ain't about being stuck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 9. We just having a ball. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. We just happy as we can be. Because all y'all going to remember when y'all get home today is Cinderella. Y'all remember the text, the title. Pastor talked about Cinderella. If that's all y'all got, I'm fine with it too. But right now, that's all I hear too. But those three things are at our decision-making point. And we can go on home. We gotta go. You give your life to Christ. Let me help you. I'll help you. Somebody help me. Jesus saves. And you're going to have to go through this struggle because the enemy has come to kill and destroy. To cloud, confuse. Make us think they don't work, you know, when we're praying and God ain't answering our prayers fast enough. We're seeking the Lord and he seems difficult and distant. The devil gonna tell you, see, all that church stuff ain't doing you no good. You were better off when you were slinging. You were better off when you didn't go. Take your son and go to Virginia Beach and chill out with the boys, okay? But I guarantee you, serving the Lord is gonna pay off. And not necessarily after a while, but even right now. Some of y'all go home right now and say, thank God I was in church today. Somebody done got in trouble. Your phone been buzzing. You wonder, why they keep texting me? What's these 15 missed calls? Hello? Child, they raided the place today. Who was that? I wasn't there. See how real y'all is right along through that? All the time I be preaching the gospel, y'all be like, you don't know nothing. As soon as I talk about crazy, oh yeah. Try to hit the nip joint. What? Y'all get my stuff out of there. God is so wonderful. Do me a favor today. We've had much happening in our world, from Charlottesville to Boston to Barcelona, Kissimmee, Florida, Jacksonville. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. It's praying time. It's always been praying time, but we need to pray more. Charlottesville, right around the corner from us. Don't think that this commonwealth is isolated from the ills of the world. Those people came into our commonwealth to start trouble. And thank God, did you see Boston? Thousands. But the prayer warriors won. They held their peace. Said, to God be the glory. Let me tell you something. Don't worry about no statue. Statues can't save you. Jesus saved. Don't worry about what used to be. Let's work on our now. I ain't never had no fear from Robert E. Lee. Stonewall. None of them people don't mean nothing to me. I keep my eyes on the Lord.
History is history. You can't change history. But you can work right now and help each other. You are your brother's keeper. So we're going to pray. I want you to reach over and touch somebody's hand and ask them, do you mind praying with me? Don't mind praying with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we've come to this moment. Our eyes have seen much in the past few weeks. Some of our eyes have seen much over the years. We've heard things and we've had opinions about things. But here's what we know. If God be for us, and that's what we're going to count on. And Lord, you are for us. And now, Lord, we're going to re-enlist and say in this great cloud of witnesses that we are for you. We will follow you. You will lead us. We will listen to you. We will learn. We will do what we are told. Lord, we are faced with opposition. The hoods have come off. They're coming out of the closet. The secrets are being revealed. Motives are being explained. But Lord, we trust you. We will not be afraid of the terror by night, the arrow that flies. Darkness will not fear, cause us to be fearful. Our enemies will not prevail over us. We will hold on to your unchanging hand. We're praying for our sons and our daughters, for families, husbands and wives, relationships, fellowship, the saints, for our leaders. Though we may not agree with them in part or even principle, we agree with biblical precept that says government rests upon your shoulders. We will not worry about the White House, Senate House, halls of Congress, the mayoral house, local government, board of supervisors. No, none of those things will disturb us. We will look to the hills, which cometh our help, and our help cometh from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. Everything is under your jurisdiction. Everything. From the greatest to the least, they will all answer to you. So our confidence is in Christ. Cover us. Blood of Jesus, and the blood still works. Give us this day our daily bread. And Lord, let us always remember to stay with the Lord. We'll follow you to the end. We will be faithful even unto death. For thine is the kingdom, power and the So touch the sick among us. Those that are seeking jobs, those that are seeking relief, comfort. Touch those in hospitals and nursing homes, lying upon beds of affliction. But we also touch testimonies today of those who were sick but are here. Those that were down but are here. Those that press and are here. It is good to know that the Lord is their everything. And bless us yet again, for thine is the kingdom. How we love to say that. Filled with power and glory. Now turn us from this place, but never your presence. Let us go now and enjoy the furtherance of the day. Be with our family, our friends. Put a hedge round about us. Keep us, for we cannot keep ourselves. We know not from which the danger may come, what news may come. But this we know, God is able. And Lord, you never, ever fail. Bless your people in the name of Jesus. And the redeemed of the Lord said amen, amen, and amen. Shake somebody's hand, hug somebody's neck. Tell them, I'll see you a little later. God bless you. Go in peace. Amen. Thank you.
how's your missus coming?
She's getting better.
Good. She obeying instructions?
No. She's walking more. She went outside yesterday.
Go back and see them when?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah, she got 3 weeks before she can go back. She's for the most part, she's doing okay. But she's tired of being home. So
that's all right, man.
Yeah. I might try to put in the car to the truck and then take out some.
I'm sure she'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. She'll let me know all about it, too.
Make her comfortable.